AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A jury of 12 has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial, alternates now being selected, but Shelley Adler reports that's all come after two jurors were dismissed.
The first juror dismissed was upset that people were able to figure out quickly that she was on the jury. That's one of the reasons the judge in the case has now barred the media from identifying jurors' employers. The less information about the jurors, the better, says former federal prosecutor David Weinstein.
Whatever said in the courtroom is going to be used by someone somewhere to try to find out the identities of these individuals. It shouldn't be happening. It really shouldn't matter. People shouldn't be prying into people's private lives.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Amid growing concern, Tehran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for any more that we need.
Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports the U.S. vetoed a resolution that would have paved the way for full U.N. membership for the state of Palestine.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House leaders are working on a delicate bipartisan push toward weekend votes to approve a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Republicans have included legislation that could ban TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. And Netflix reports it gained another 9.3 million subscribers to start the year. This is AP News. Sagar Magani now with the story of an ancient giant snake.
Imagine a snake that might have been longer than a school bus. Researchers in India say fossils found in western Gujarat state reveal an ancient snake that stretched an estimated 36 to 50 feet. That's comparable to the biggest known snake that once lived in what's now Colombia at about 42 feet long. The newly discovered remains date to 47 million years ago. The snake could have weighed more than a ton, up to 2,200 pounds. The longest living snake today is Asia's reticulated python at 33 feet. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Allman Brothers Band co-founder Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. His manager says Betts had cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.